Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gator, I don't know if you saw this, but when I was gone, right before Fernando Tatis was going to come back for the San Diego Padres, he got busted for using performance-enhancing drugs.
Oh, that's Tatis Jr.
Right. Gotcha.
Father never would have done something like that.
Being a Padre fan, you know what my response to that news was?
Crap.
Same old Padres.
Padres got a Padre.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just got Soto, had this great chance, and Tatis going to come back. They had this amazing offense. They made some other moves. No. I mean, they could still they had a great season going without him.
They did.
And now they've added Soto. And as Kang pointed out yesterday, perhaps they knew this ahead of time. That's gave them the impetus to go out and get Soto.
It's possible, I suppose.
Did you read the excuses, Doug? You get caught up on all that?
Yes.
I mean,
so dumb. I mean, just stop it.
Oh man, remember it was spell check, in case.
The other thing is, I remember like Barry Bonds was down to the detail of like the exact tree that the bat was made of and all that. But when it came to supplements he put in his body, he's like, I don't know. Need to have this rocking chair in front of his locker and all that. But
like they know down to the gram exactly what they're putting in, you know, in terms of protein powders and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
They could tell you exactly.
What
about the, I don't know, a doctor just gave his price.
I had no idea.
Next question.
I had no idea. All right, so Gator has on this show a list of people he strongly dislikes.
Yeah. Well, you have the list.
We do have the list. You put people on the list.
Well, you put people on the list.
Okay, not the point. There's a lot. There's a list. We have a list.
It's not like I walk around with a list. I understand what you're saying. I just want it known that this is something you guys started because of things that I say. Because
Gator really doesn't like a lot of different people. And I'm not sure specifically where you stand on all of these topics. Because I'm not sure any of them are exactly on the list, but I think if they're not, they're in queue or you've thought about putting them on the list. Yesterday I was on a flight which had screaming baby. Okay. Now, I feel bad for the parents when screaming baby is on a plane.
Yeah. Screaming baby it's not very controllable. It's unpredictable.
Nope.
You know, there are different things that happen. Hey, you know, pressure changes. It affects different people in different ways. I understand. I'm somewhat sympathetic.
I think everyone on a plane, when they're screaming baby, has to understand. I mean, most people, right? The parents are doing their best. And they're trying to get the kid to stop screaming. But this was a problem before takeoff with the kid not sitting down and flight attendant. So I couldn't tell because they were probably 10 rows behind me.
Okay.
Which is pertinent information. So I wasn't really sure, but there were multiple kids. One of the kids wouldn't sit down. The flight attendant had to come back. Then there was screaming baby, which went on for a long time. It's what happened when they landed. Screaming baby screamed for a good portion of takeoff and a good portion of landing.
In between, okay?
Not bad. Not as bad, but there was a lot of ruckus back there.
Sure.
But like, again, nothing but sympathy. How do you feel about when the plane comes to a stop and somebody jumps up and starts running up the aisle to be, like, the first person off?
Yeah, normally I hate that person.
Well, it was Screaming Baby's family was that person.
Okay.
But it's always weird because all it takes is one person between them and the exit to stand up.
Yeah.
You're not making it to the front of the plane, especially from row, 28.
Not likely. unless you've made a deal with everybody. And here's, before you go any further, if I had a screaming kid, I'd feel awful, as you would normally. Yep. If you're also that guy that wants, are you that guy getting to the aisle because you want to get that kid off the plane at ASAP?
That came under consideration.
And I would think that a lot of people would say, you know what? Yeah, go ahead, keep going. There would be somebody that says, no, you're not more important than anybody else, and they would put the kibosh on it. But how far do you get up before that person intervenes?
Or if you have a connection that you're going to miss.
Yeah.
But I would tell flight attendant, hey, can we ask a huge favor? Because we have a connection that we have to be to boarding his. They're boarding group two. We are in group two, and we have to get 7 gates down or 20 gates down. Is it possible you can make an announcement to allow us to get to the front of the plane and get off first? Something of that I'm okay with. And getting screaming baby off the plane, I get. But they made it as far as my row.
Yes.
So I'm sitting in the aisle seat, and now screaming baby's at my ear. One of the other kids is directly next to me, and there's somebody standing in front. So they couldn't go any further. So I've got screaming baby.
So now you know it's a baby. It's not. Yes. Okay, it's not like a two-year-old. This is a in diapers baby, or is this a two-year-old? Could this kid have walked?
I couldn't tell, okay, to be honest with you. And we had a particularly long wait to deplane, and we were still near the back, and screaming baby was full force screaming.
Mm.
And then the other kid sneezed all over me.
Oh, my God.
No cover the mouth, nothing. Kid was looking forward, and instead of sneezing on the guy standing right in front of him.
And we're doing the show in a studio together now, and you didn't tell me this until 11:52?
The kid turned directly towards me and sneezed.
What did you do?
I leaned back, turned my head, turned and looked at the parents,
yeah,
who said nothing.
Did you say anything to them?
No, I did not.
Oh.
I'm not sure they would have even heard me because of screaming baby. And I'm not sure they were even aware of what happened.
How old's this kid, by the way? Toddler, like 4 or 5?
Yeah. Old. Yeah. And that,
were they holding him or her?
No.
So this is...
Oh, I'd be so pissed. This is amazing.
So
we've got
screaming
confluence
baby,
of horrific events on a plane.
Screaming baby, charge to the front guy, and kid sneezed all over me.
That's terrible.
I damn near took a bath in the Metro Airport restroom as soon as we got off the plane.
As you should.
Yep. And when I got out of the restroom, my family was there. Screaming baby was screaming all the way to the baggage area. And I, at that point, had significantly less sympathy.
Yeah. Well, the second you get sneezed on, there goes, sympathy's gone. Okay? Because it seems like kids screaming, maybe dad's doing the right thing, or mom and dad doing the right thing, get the kid off the plane ASAP because this kid's been a thorn in the side of every single passenger on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other kid sneezes on you.
Yeah. It was the triple crown of annoyances.
Oh, man.
And I immediately thought of Gator's List.
The fact that the parent didn't, like, the parent should have been apologizing to everybody walking up the, I'm sorry for my kid screaming, we're trying to get him out.
Right.
And he didn't, none of that? That wasn't going on?
No.
Okay,
none,
so that,
there,
now,
was, there was none of that. So that because I heard, was, that I heard.
Because there was none of that, and I'm going to take it, whether you heard it, it didn't happen. Because there was none of that, that guy is, I'm more important than everybody else guy. I'm getting off the plane first. Not, mm-hmm, I'm doing it for everybody else's sanity with the screaming kid.
Yep.
This guy's just a jackass.
Yeah.
And it further emphasized when he's got another kid who turns or leans towards you and just launches the sneeze from hell, the perfect storm of sneezes all over you. The kid doesn't do anything. The parent ignores it. Like, nope, didn't happen. Whatever. Because he's a terrible parent.
I was rather frustrated with the entire scenario and just sat there stewing. I will tell you then, what was amazing is when the aisle started to move, screaming baby family moved up the aisle. And then it was like a flood of 20 people behind them just charging past us when it was our turn to get our luggage out.
Nobody finally, let you in?
No.
What?
So finally I stepped out and was like, no more. But I started, I was like trying to get out of the aisle and all these people were rushing to get out.
How does that work? I've never seen it before.
I was like, finally I stepped in front of the next person, got our bag out, told my son to step out and get his bag out.
Wow.
And then we walked out.
People have lost their mind.
Getting off the plane, first guy.
I don't know why people, this is universal. How do we all not know this? You're already basically in a line. You're in order. Whoever's in front of you is in front of you. Yep. Why are we? And you're not going anywhere. You're like you said, Doug.
Book early and get as close to the front as you can.
I'll tell you right now, you're very lenient because if me, like, let's say I had to connect to a flight, it's my own fault. I mean, or if the airlines are late, I mean, it is what it is. I'm just saying. I'm not going to get off this
plane. You're at the mercy.
Yes, exactly.
Would I try to get to the front of the plane if I had to connect to a flight? Yes. And I tell everyone along the way, I'm sorry, we have a connection that's leaving in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I wouldn't even do that.
See, I would if it meant we could make, because I think people would understand. Would you understand if somebody said that?
No.
Wow. Would you understand if somebody said that?
I mean, I'd be
skeptical.
And by
the way, you have to get how many people to do this?
It's tough.
No, I'm not going to ask 80 people.
What would you ask? Would you ask a flight attendant to help you out?
I mean, is this something like emergency?
It's not your fault if the flight's late.
Ask your flight attendant's different because that gives more legitimacy to it than rather than just somebody saying, hey, I got a flight to catch and they're trying to run through the line. I'd be skeptical of that person. But if there's a flight attendant that's involved,
yeah,
I get it. But to my point is people have lost their mind over the last several years, right?
Yes.
We're getting back to flying again and it seems like every other day there's another story or every day there's a story about some sort of confrontation on a plane. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine was telling me something that happened like a week ago when they were on a flight of a fight that took place on the plane. It's ridiculous. The fact that I don't think anybody's ever heard of the 20 other people trying to get past.
It was incredible. At one point I was going, excuse me, and then I just stepped out.
It's never happened like that. It's always, okay, the row in front of me is moving. Now I can get out. It's like, yes, of course. Ken, you flew recently.
Yeah, twice this year. Even before the last pandemic, before all this, there's always been the guy who I got to get off the plane first.
Yeah,
that guy's always existed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about 20 of them in a row.
It was amazing how many people were trying. In fact, the funny thing is, so my wife was behind us, and when we got off, we waited at the end of the gate, and there was like 7-8 people came out before she came out. And I'm like, this is unreal. Unreal how many people were doing that. A lot of people to put on a lot of lists there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.